Well, the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding be in your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Today, you heard the gospel message. And this is a very interesting story. It's a story we call the prodigal son. It's about a young man, probably a teenager, late teens maybe, who had had enough. He was totally burnt out on wanting to be the son of a man who was somewhat domineering, he felt. He didn't want this responsibility. He did not want these obligations that were foisted upon him by his dad. He didn't like living under these strict rules. He didn't like doing chores. He didn't like going to church. He didn't like having to do everything his dad asked him to do, and he hated to be confronted by his failures. So, he decided to man up, put on a stoic face of coldness. He put a tone of callousness in his voice, and he went to his dad and said, "I want half of what's owed me, and I'm leaving you." Well, what would I have anticipated the father to say? Well, it was very different than what he said. He said, "All right, I'll do it. I'll give you half of what you want." He didn't flinch at all. His son received his freedom. But what he did not see, what the young man did not see in his father, was his patience. He did not see his historic compassion. He did not see the brokenness that he had brought to his father by doing this. He left the security and the comfort of his father's home. And he didn't care. He didn't care if what he was doing was wrong. He didn't care if he hurt his father. All he cared about was one thing: himself. And how easy it is to be tricked by Satan for you to think about who? Yourself. You think about yourself as a teenager. You think about yourself in midlife. You think about yourself in marriage. What's good for me? Is that the way it's supposed to be? Well, that's what is emulated by this young man. It was all dedicated to me. Well, did he enjoy himself? I think we'd be pretty naive not to say he didn't have a good time. He knew how to do that. And to suddenly see this swing of repentance from, "Oh, I'm sorry," to, oh, please bring me back," I'm not sure I buy that. Now, what caused part of that swing? I'll tell you what it was: a famine. Things went south financially. The guy was broke. He didn't have any money. He couldn't buy any food. So what did he do? He said, "Oh, I got a plan. I got a good plan. I'm going to go back to my dad, and I'm going to tell him I'm sorry. Oh, and I may have to grovel. Oh, and I may have to get some scars on my knees from begging. I don't know. But I don't care, because what I'm hoping for is getting just enough money that I can continue on with my lifestyle because I kind of like it. Well, he might respond to us today and say, so why are you judging me so harshly? Don't you do the same thing? I mean, when you go to church and say, oh, forgive me, are you honestly admitting that you're never going to do it again? Honestly? When in fact you know full well that that sin that haunts you may very well be waiting right outside that door when you get in your car. So is that sincere repentance? Well, the story goes on. As the man was headed home, he was walking, very hungry. He knew he was going to be manipulative. He knew he was going to be dishonest. And as he went along, he approached the top of the brow of a hill and looked down the road and saw a man sitting on a rock. And he walked his way down that hill. And the man looked at him and said, you look like you could use something to eat. And the man said, I'm famished. He said, well, sit down. Perhaps I could give you a little water. He said, where are you going, son? He said, oh, I'm going home. He said, you are. And suddenly the man looked at him and it dawned on him, do you know me? Yeah, I know you. Do you know my dad? I know your dad very well. Well, that's where I'm going. He said, well, come and walk with me. I'll take you to him. And he started down a different road. He said, where are you going? That's not the way to my house. He said, I thought you wanted to see your dad. Well, I do. Well, come with me. So the pair walked quite a while, a couple of miles, 3 miles maybe. And then they saw that at the top of the hill a crowd, a giant crowd gathered around, and he said, I wonder what that is all about. So they went up to the crowd, and they could see that the Romans were having an execution. And as the young man went through the crowd, he saw there were three crosses, and on the center cross hung his father. His father. Totally devastated and shameless, stripped of his clothing, beaten beyond recognition, his hair matted with sweat and blood. He had a crown of thorns on his head. What shame. Well, the young man reached back to at least hold on to the stranger, but the stranger was gone. And as the young man watched the blood flow from his father, it slowly creeped its way down that wooden cross. And suddenly his father looked at him and said, son, I do this all for you. You see, the desire is to walk by, but that's exactly what the verse from the hymn just said. We can't walk by. We must look up into our Savior's face and understand what he has done for us. He's broken your selfish heart. He's changed your self-centered mind. And you know what he did? He saved your soul. He saved your soul from yourself. He gave you eternal life. Amen.